Yo, it's boo time. It's Monday, right? It's Monday. Monday? No, it's not Monday. That was yesterday. It's Tuesday. Hi, everybody. It's Tuesday, and I'm still in Toronto, and I'm hanging out at the Butler's Pantry with @OliverHo on Twitter.
Hello, @Vangelis.
Thank you, @OliverHo.
:, happy face.
:! So I'm hanging out with my bro out here. Yes, I call him my bro. There's some dudes give me, they're like, you call him bro? I'm like, yeah.
Because I've got this gigantic fro.
That's right. He's Afro Bro. We're going to probably check out Suspect Video next, but I want to let you all know that my brother's birthday is coming up, and I'm leaving town just in time to miss it, because I'm really caring like that.
Best birthday present ever.
Guess what I'm doing for your birthday?
I'm leaving town.
I'm gone. So I got him that. Here's just to show you know how completely humble I am. I thought, what's something I can get him for his birthday early on? And I thought, I know. I'll get him something where I'm on page 135.
It's awesome. I'm going to get it tattooed on my body, on the back of my head.
So that wherever he goes, I'll be right behind him. I also picked up this awesome, wicked book. Let's pull it out here. It's a red hardcover. It's called Meanwhile.
By Jason Shiga.
And this is possibly the most interesting piece of flippable paper bound in a cover that I've bought in a very long time. Highly recommended. I just messed with it for like a couple minutes. And the thing has like nearly 4,000 ways to read through the book. And it's not just a simple choose your own adventure. It's like a physical medium that's impossible to explain through mere words. So considering that it's a transcendent, nearly quantum substance made out of paper and binding, given that it only costs $20, I think you should all go out and buy it right now. Go to your local comic shop. Go to your local bookshop. Jason Shiga's Meanwhile. Highly recommended. Anyway, I had a really good club sandwich. Chicken, bacon, BLT. It's BLT with roast chicken on a bed of potato chips. The presentation was nice.
And mango chutney.
Mango chutney. Yeah, you were pointing out that I didn't notice right away that it was all toothpicked together. I was sitting there trying to wrestle the sandwich off the plate, getting very confused. So my brother's the smarter of the two of us.
He was wrestling with it.
Yes, I was all like, you know, I was pointing at the crowd and I was cutting a promo. And
you did a Jimmy Superfly snooker off the top rope.
Yeah, I did the love sign and then did a backflip.
For which we tipped the waitstaff well.
Quite a bit, yeah, quite a bit. I broke a table. I'm not fat, though.
No, but he's a good wrestler.
That's true. I can cut promos like nobody. I can cut a promo so hard that the sandwich will blow through a table. So I don't know where I'm going with this, but I'll boo later. I came up with a name for this. You know how there's like the Twitterverse and stuff like that. We'll be getting back to you later, Boo Nation. It's the Boo Nation.
That's awesome.
He said that's awesome, and he gave me a look with his eyes like, "How dare you?"